State Police spokesperson Corinne Geller says they've received about 200 new tips and leads from up and down the East Coast.
At this point, none of those leads have really vetted any significant information.
But she says at least the phones are ringing.
Every time we get new information in, the participation from the public is exactly what we're needing, and we're still hopeful to continue.
Harrington's body was found back in 2010. Geller says while time can hurt a case, it can also help.
Yes, the individual may make another mistake, and at that time, we've got the pieces of the puzzle and the evidence we need to identify the individual. Sometimes people's consciences get the best of them.
And she says while they may do another media blitz in the future, they don't want to overdo it because people won't pay attention. Timothy Martin, WFIR News.